This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what's going on, Dodgers Nation? D-Mag here, coming at you live from Petco Park here in San Diego, where the Dodgers shut out the San Diego Padres. They win by a final score of 5-0. They take game 2 of this 3-game series. Freddie Freeman hit a solo shot. Teoscar Hernandez hit a grand slam. James Paxton had his best start of the season. No walks for the first time this year for Big Maple. We'll get into that in just a second. But the big story tonight is Shohei Ohtani leaves the game early. In the 9th inning, Dave Roberts pinch hits for him. Kike Hernandez, he takes his at-bat. And the big question after the game was, what was up with Shohei? Why did he take him out of the game? And Dave Roberts told us that his back tightened up. He said his back tightened up. It happened earlier in the game. Dave said that he probably won't be in the lineup tomorrow, that it's more precautionary, that his concern level was minimal. But we'll see. How will he respond tomorrow?
His back tightened up. And so it was one of those things that I got word before his fourth at bat, his back tightened up. So being up 5-0, we didn't want to push it. And we'll see how he comes in tomorrow. I'd probably more lean right now, probably just giving him the day tomorrow. But it could change. But, you know, most likely we'll plan on giving him the day. Sometime in the middle of the game, you know, 6th or 7th inning, something like that.
What's your concern level?
Minimal. Just kind of talking to the trainers, felt that I haven't talked to Shohei myself yet, but right now it's minimal. I think it's more precautionary for sure.
I was recording his at-bat where he drew the walk there in the 6th inning. When he was walking to first base, he was kind of messing with his arm a little bit. I don't know if there's any connection there. But look, he has been a rock this entire season. He's been at the DH spot, still in his rehab, trying to get back out there on the mound for next season. So hopefully it's nothing serious. But anytime it's Shohei Ohtani leaves the game, Shohei Ohtani suffers any kind of injury, it's big news. So look, I know Dodger fans are saying, okay, here we go again. Big star, having a great season. What could go wrong? Well, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Because like I said, Dave said the concern level is minimal. It's precautionary. But let's see how he wakes up. Let's see how he responds. And we know with this Dodgers organization, they are going to do everything they can to not rush him back. If there's any possibility of this leading to significant time or even just a couple games, a couple weeks, they are not going to rush him back. I guarantee you that. So that's all we know right now. They didn't specify. We asked him after the game as well. Was it the upper back? Was it the lower back? So they did not specify which area of the back that it was. I'm going to go back later. I'm going to watch those at-bats to see if there was anything there that you can notice in his swing. I'll show you the video I had where after the walk, he's kind of messing with his arm a little bit. So that's all we know about Shohei Ohtani, is that he probably will not be in the lineup tomorrow. And we'll see how he responds, but that's where we're at. We're not going to speculate. Hopefully this is nothing serious. Now, as far as the game goes, Freddie Freeman, he comes out, he hits a solo shot early off of Waldron, and after last night with his Dodgers team, they struggled to generate very much offense. It was good to see Freddie get it going, because Freddie is getting hot. Freddie is Fred hot at the moment. He's really starting to heat up. Reached base in the Dodgers' last 19 games. He has 6 extra base hits in his last 8 games. So you're not only seeing him get on base, you're seeing him slug. You're seeing more doubles. You're seeing more home runs. You saw later in that game, he thought it was a walk. It wasn't. He comes back and he gets another hit. So Freddie is locking in. The average is over 300. Seeing the slug go up, it's good to see him dialed in. And they needed someone to step up. And thankfully, that was Freddie Freeman tonight, giving them some offense early on, because he scored 1 run last night. They have just 1 run through 5 tonight. Thankfully, this Dodgers offense, they break through in the 6th. You get 2 walks to start off the 6th. That ended Waldron's night. They bring in Morjon. He has a balk. That loads the bases. They bring out De Los Santos to face Teoscar Hernandez. And Teoscar Hernandez, he goes grand salami. That put the Dodgers up 5-0. It was his 4th grand slam of his career. And it's just another big night for Teoscar. Teoscar is tied with Shohei Ohtani for most home runs on the Dodgers. 11 home runs. He's right at the top when it comes to RBI. I mean, he has been phenomenal for this team. We talked about it this week. I think he's a perfect fit in this lineup, raking against lefties, striking out a little less of late, and I think it's going to be big in October as well. So he's been an absolutely perfect fit. So he hits that grand slam, and like I said, 5 home runs in his last 8 games. 5 bombs in his last 8 games. Teoscar's on a heater right now. He's tied with Ohtani, 11 home runs, and he just won off the major league lead. That's how good Teoscar Hernandez has been. And then you look at the pitching side. James Paxton was locked in. James Paxton has polished up his mechanics. You're not seeing the command issues. And for the first time this season, no walks for Big Maple. There was a point in time this year where his walk rate was nearly 20%. What I tell you, that's not who he is. For his career, he's hovered around 7-8%, right? He is someone that has been around or below league average when it comes to issuing walks. And tonight, you saw his best performance when it comes to command. The walks were down. He pitched 6 scoreless innings, had 4 strikeouts, and no walks. And he also stranded that leadoff double there in the 5th inning. So really nice job working his way around traffic. Had some really nice defensive plays. James Outman's catch. Andy Páez had a big catch. Max Muncy on the hot corner. So the defense has really been outstanding of late, and they've been one of the big reasons why this team's been able to have success. But we know the offense is going to have their ups and downs. You saw that yesterday. They're averaging 6.5 runs per game in that 16-game stretch where they had won 14 of 16. Well, guess what? You wake up, you're not hot. All of a sudden, you score 1 run. So what wins? Pitching. And that is what has led to the Dodgers going on this dominant run. If you look at the Dodgers pitching, tonight's win was the 18th straight game where the Dodgers allowed no more than 4 runs. The 18th straight game where the Dodgers have allowed no more than 4 runs. I'm going to say that one more time. 18 straight where they haven't allowed more than 4 runs. That's the best streak in Dodgers franchise history. The previous streak was from August 23rd to September 9th, 1977. So they set a new streak tonight for the most consecutive games without allowing more than 4 runs. So give them all the credit in the world. And the record is actually Cleveland, who set that in 2017 with 25 straight. So the Dodgers pitching has been great. The bullpen, even with the injuries, they've been outstanding. Give Alex Vesey his credit. He's been great. He has been giving up runs. He's been fantastic out on the mound. Tonight, you had Ryan Yarbrough, who it looked like maybe he was going to give up some runs, and the Padres were going to try to make things interesting. He had a fantastic play at third by Max Muncy. So the defense has been great. The offense, they, save for yesterday, have been scoring a ton of runs. 6.5 runs their last 16 games before yesterday in that 16-game stretch. And then one off night, bounce back, and you score 5. And that's after some really solid pitching for the Padres. But really, I'm telling you, success or failure for this team, when they go on these long runs, you look at the starting pitching. That is what wins. That is what really gives this team their foundation. This is an organization, since they moved to Los Angeles, they have the lowest ERA, right? This organization, for as much offensive firepower as they have, the foundation is built on arms, right? It's built on pitching, not offense. So the good thing is this team team has the talent to combine the two, and they're elite at both. So, yeah, like I said, the big story tonight is Shohei Ohtani. And sure, anytime you get injury updates after a game from a manager, not a lot of information. He hadn't spoken with Shohei Ohtani after the game about the tightness too. So we'll see what the news is tomorrow, if there's any developments for that. But right now, the concern level, according to Dave Roberts, is low. But we're going to give you all the latest here at Dodgers Nation. But let me know down below in the comment section, what were your takeaways from tonight's game? Do you want to see Teoscar here long-term? Do you want to see an extension for Teo? Hey, I'm thinking, look, this is a perfect fit. He rakes against lefties, great in the clubhouse. He's clutch. Teoscar Hernandez would look great in Dodger blue for more than just this year. 4 years, $83.5 million. Get it done, Mr. Andrew Friedman. But that's going to do it here from Petco Park. They say that this is America's finest city, and I do love me some San Diego, but I think it's America's second finest city because the finest city is Los Angeles, California. Okay, let's be honest here. L.A., let's do it. Dodgers win. See you guys. Subscribe, comment Goat Tawny down below so you're eligible for our Shohei Ohtani Road Gray giveaway. And I want all your takes after tonight. And honestly, is the Ohtani injury something, nothing, or everything? Let me know down below. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. One more thing, too, I want to point out. When you get a press pass, when you get a press pass here in San Diego, right, they automatically give you a San Diego Padres lanyard. So just want to point out, I'm not a Padres fan, but it's a really smart strategy by them. They kind of make you feel like you're a Padres fan. They make even the road media, the visiting media, have to wear a Padres lanyard. So I'm going to take this off and put my Dodgers one on right now. But that's going to do it. Remember, nothing brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. And until next time, think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.